This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
On Mondays, we spend time with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond. Great having you with us.
Good morning, Brad. Fake news 24/7 strikes again, it seems. Interesting with this, Durko has been shown to have had a major role in this Not In My Name fake letter. So we were hit with this of the Foreign Affairs of South Africa, Not In My Name, where there was some kind of open letter, apparently, they claim, to Donald Trump, berating him for having spoken up for the Afrikaans people and claiming there's no discrimination, no racism in South Africa, no persecution of Afrikaners, no attempt at genocide, and all the rest of it. And now it turns out that the author of the letter was an employee of South Africa's so-called Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Durko. So Corinne Burger, senior official at Durko, she in fact was in the Washington office of our embassy. And so News 24, who's now better known as Fake News 24/7, with the amounts of fake news things they've been bringing out, people have been saying for quite a while that News 24 is nothing other than the voice of the ANC, and now they've been found to be at the center of a PSYOP disinformation campaign by our foreign affairs. And government should not be involved in producing news that they can applaud. It is an extraordinary thing that this Not In Our Name letter, which berated American President up on behalf of Afrikaners being mistreated in South Africa, to put it nicely, and they claim that no, you know, they for social justice. And interesting, first of all, a whole lot of the figures on the list, and there's not a single farmer or hardworking person amongst them. These are all ivory tower elite university professors, government employees, and so on. This is a fake letter in every way. And who gave them the right to speak on behalf of Afrikaners, especially as many of them, like Max Dupree and so on, have denied that they're even Afrikaners. Many of the signatories of this letter, which claims to be 44 prominent Afrikaners, well, they say that you can't speak on behalf of the Afrikaners, but they claim to speak on behalf of the Afrikaners. And extraordinarily, as soon as this news report broke, you had almost immediately, within 24 hours, Cyril Ramaphosa praising the authors of this letter. And then you had the EFF supporting them. And they say in their letter they want to distance themselves from radical extremists and racists. But they get the applause from the radical racists and extremists, such as Julius Malema, who's famous for his kill the Boer, kill the farmer, race hatred, and his glamorizing and popularizing of farm murders. Absolutely amazing that you can get these ivory tower characters writing this fake letter, which attacks Donald Trump for daring to speak up on behalf of Afrikaners. Now, interestingly, Donald Trump knows how to create waves. He just has to send out a tweet or an X, and people around the world are all talking about it. And I'm very grateful that Donald Trump spoke up for the Christian in his speech to the United Nations, pointing out that Christians are the most persecuted people in the world, which is true. And then he recently drew attention to the persecution of Christians in Nigeria, which is very true. Now, interestingly and predictably, Nigerian government has claimed there's no persecution of Christians in Nigeria, even if 52,000 have been murdered by Boko Haram terrorists in the last just 15 years. About 100,000 Christians murdered in the last 25 years by Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. 20,000 churches and Christian schools attacked in the last 15 years in Nigeria. And you've got the Ministry of Foreign Affairs coming on talking about the Nigerian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, saying it's impossible for there to be persecution of Christians in Nigeria because we have religious freedom entrenched in the Constitution. Well, we all should know that what's in the Constitution does not necessarily translate to reality. And they're denying reality. I've seen the burnt out churches. I've seen the bullet holes in the churches. I've seen the destroyed homes and spoken to people of the scars and the bullet holes and the wounds from pangas in Nigeria. I know that there's persecution of Christians in Nigeria to reality. And government ministers denying it doesn't help. But Nigeria didn't get 44 prominent Nigerian Christians writing a letter saying, don't speak in our name. We don't have any persecution in Nigeria. Only politicians and government employees in Nigeria have denied it's happening, but we know it's true. But in South Africa, we've got some who are social justice warriors who are renowned for hating Afrikaners. These are self-loathing Afrikaners like Max Dupree, who denies and distances himself from being an Afrikaner, who hates Afrikaners and doesn't like anyone speaking on behalf of the Afrikaners. But here they are in this not my name letter claiming to speak for Afrikaners. Well, interestingly, aside from being hypocritical and self-contradictory, Report has done an excellent expose that, in fact, Corin Burger, a senior official of South Africa's DIRCO, or Foreign Affairs, was actually the author of this controversial not in our name letter. And some of the people whose names are listed there, some of the journalists, theologians, and academics, have said they don't want their name associated with this letter, and they didn't give permission. So this letter is presented as some spontaneous civic initiative, turns out to be by a government employee, a senior government official. And the question is, where is this letter? We can't find it on the internet. How did News 24 find it? It seems News 24 was just sent an email from Foreign Affairs saying, please make an article out of this. And, you know, being the lapdogs that they are, Fake News 24/7 should get Prestitute of the Year award. They ran out of themselves to not only publish this letter, which can't be found anywhere else in the internet, and probably they're the only source of this, and it's government written anyway. And the government then praises them for it. Well, of course, this is just a DIRCO, Department of International Relations and Cooperation, South African government initiative. It's a PSYOP, where they're pretending that this has come spontaneously from the Afrikaans community, and they call these obscure academics and theologians and journalists, they call them prominent Afrikaners, even though most of them say they distance themselves and dissociate themselves from being Afrikaners. It's a complete fraud, and it's a real scandal. And yet, to this moment, as far as I know, News 24 has not admitted what reports has exposed, that they were used for a covert operation, a sort of PSYOP, where this propaganda letter produced by the government has been given some kind of version of respectability. If News 24 is still respectable in anyone's eyes, it certainly isn't to me. I think Fake News 24/7 has proved themselves to be a bunch of prostitutes over and over again. It shows we really need discernment. Interesting, these people want to pretend there's no racial discrimination in South Africa, even though we've got 144 odd race-based laws in this country discriminating on the basis of race. Mm-hmm. And Solidarite exposed this recently. Solidarite put up a banner in Johannesburg saying, welcome to the most race-regulated country in the world, which is true. And they put this banner up promptly so that G20 visitors coming through our national airport in Johannesburg would see this. Well, you know, we know we have a racist government, but what we didn't know is that we don't have freedom of speech anymore, because the Johannesburg city apparently took down this paid for advert. And I would have thought that an advert is, you've paid for it, it's up there. Oh, why would the city municipality get involved in removing this? So apparently even freedom of speech isn't allowed if you're criticizing what the government says.
Yeah.
And so we've got this narrative that there's no racism in South Africa despite the 140 odd race-based laws, and there's no anti-white genocide, despite our government's praising and supporting people able to sing kill the Boer, kill the farmer, to kill, ba 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 ba, shoot to kill, 100,000 people in the stadium dancing around, singing this, and mindless nonsense. What kind of judiciary do we have in our country that claims that's not hate speech? And what kind of government do we have that praises and defends people's right to sing about exterminating a group of people based on their skin color?
Yeah.
Absolutely bizarre. And yet, if you put up a banner or poster paid for advert and you expose this, it gets taken down. So I would hope Solidaritate takes this to court, because this looks like violation of a whole lot of laws. But interesting, the most racist people are the ones who are screaming racist all the time. And the ones who are actually advocating for mass murder and celebrating the killing of farmers and so on, a torture of them in many cases, they complaining when, you know, how dare you complain about this? How dare you report overseas what we've been doing? And those of us who've gone overseas and spoken on radio and TV programs and exposed what's going on in the country, it's like, can't you people just die and be raped in peace? You know, right. Why must you complain? Mm-hmm. You know, be patriotic. And then it's like,
Dr. Hammond, we're going to have to wrap this up, if you don't mind, please, if you can wrap it up for us in the next few seconds.
No, quite right. Well, we need to be more critical in what we listen to. Numbers 15:15 says there should be one law for the alien and for the citizen in your midst, and we're not meant to have different standards. So as Proverbs 17:15 says, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.